Welcome to the Showbiz Podcast, where artists learn how to take their business to the next level. Presented by your host, Alex Heimer. Sponsored by Neustadt Kultur.
What's up, guys? Today we want to speak about the mindset that you need to establish as soon as no bookings are coming in anymore or not yet. If you feel like it's a low time for you and you need a little push to stick to it, this is exactly the episode that you need to listen to. First of all, what makes us strong so that we can stick with it? A lot of people get frustrated when jobs aren't coming in, and of course it's frustrating and you can't avoid that, but you can dive deep into your why again. Meaning, why did you start in the first place? Is it the fun? Is it the expression, the experiences and memories that you create for yourself? Try to do a little soul searching right there, because if you have your why really present in front of your eyes, then it will become so much easier to go through the hard times. Now, that's the first point. The second point is, make your hard times less hard. What do I mean? Most of the times it's money people struggle with. We all seek abundance. We all want the freedom to do what we love, to do what feels good for us. And that most of the times is performing arts. So what can we do to stick to it is the question once again. We can try to solve this money problem. There are two different options. First of all, you just make more money, and meaning to get a side hustle, something that makes you more money, but it's very important that it's a good kind of side hustle for your focus, for your performing arts, meaning a side hustle that makes you stay in the industry and connected within the whole field. This could be an internship at a theater. This could be you working as an assistant on set of movies or in a production company. It doesn't matter. There's always a need for people to help in these bigger projects, and it's kind of easy to get in there if you're not doing the performing arts kind of stuff, because it's a lot of work to pull off these huge productions. So if you can do that, you're right at the right place, basically. Meaning, you will push your luck and sometimes be lucky that you get to know the right people and that you're just at the right place at the right time. And this is a really good thing for you to happen, and this makes you more free because you're still in the field of performing arts and at the same time you're making more money, meaning less stress of you having to fear about your existence, basically. Another point of view would be to reduce costs. How bougie do you really have to live? What kind of lifestyle inflation did you have throughout the last years? Meaning, just because you booked more jobs, did you also level up in your personal life? Meaning, do you have a car? Do you have a bigger flat right now? Do you spend a lot of money on clothing? Or do you just waste a lot of money by not preparing your own food at home? These are really essential things. Maybe just dive a little bit into personal finance, this whole topic. There's a lot of content on YouTube, also a lot of books on that. And this can be a game changer. If you just reduce your costs and you have such a minimum of money that you have to do or make on a monthly basis, this actually makes you free, because that amount of money will be met in no time, and then you have more time to focus on whatever you love to do. So this is kind of tricky to find the balance, but definitely a very important topic to grow further, even if you are in hard times right now. After you have fixed these two big problems, so First of all, your mindset is on point again. Then money isn't is an issue. Then you can work towards improving your overall situation. And in performing arts, that is just possible through, first of all, visibility. So you have to become visible to the people who decide who's going to book jobs. And then second of all, you have to create trust. Trust into your service, into your art. So meaning you have to level up, you have to train, you have to become better, and you have to become better in showing that you have become better. So, and if you did these three steps accordingly, then I promise you, you will have better times and everything will develop in your favor eventually. If you need support on your journey, if you feel like it's the knowledge and that it's the details, the devil oftentimes is in the details, especially in this industry, all these details accumulate and make you stand out much more. And that is what we focused on with our Showbiz coaching. So if you feel the need to level up and that something is just holding you back and you cannot really figure out what it is right now because you're doing so much already, then oftentimes it is crucial steps that you are missing out on. So get in touch with that. Check out www.showbiz-coaching.com, in German www.showbiz-coaching.com, and then you can book your free consultation so that we get to know each other and can figure out what's holding you back.